Sheboygan comes out onto the field. They, the Sheboygan Chiefs, they are wearing their white jerseys, white pants. They got the black helmets with the orange in the front,
yeah,
and then white stripes,
really cool,
like the Michigan Wolverine style. Ogama Heights going full highlighter yellow today, just like they did last week. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Ball is being placed at the 40-yard line. Michael Stoll ready to kick this one away. Back to return for Sheboygan is a number four, Caleb Goodrich. 12 minutes on the clock. Brad Allen, Brian Catfish Johnson here with you. We are ready for high school football in week number four. This game brought to you in part by Dean Arbor Ford of West Branch, Lake Ogama Marina of West Branch, and West Branch Collision. Ogama Heights fakes the onside kick, as they always do. Comes out of that bunch formation, and now we're ready to go.
A great turnout here by the Ogama faithful.
It's a beautiful day for football. What better to do on a Friday? Line drive kick, bounces at the 8-yard line. Knocked down by Goodrich at the 6. Looking for room on the sideline. Able to break. One tackle. Now he's going down the right sideline. Out of bounds inside the 35-yard line. And we'll see where they mark him down. But Caleb Goodrich. Looks like Ogama Heights was targeting players that weren't Caleb Goodrich. I saw a couple of big blocks on players that weren't Caleb Goodrich who had the football.
Yeah.
They knock him out of bounds at the 36. The kicker, Michael Stoll, gets the tackle.
Hey, good call on the kicker getting the tackle. You love when they get the tackle there. But, yeah, you're right. There were some big block hits, but they weren't tackles on the guy that had the ball. So I'm not sure what was going on there, but good return there for the Chiefs.
Yeah, and a really good situation there for Ogama Heights. You got him down at the 5. Thought you could pin him back. Instead, he's up to the 35. Full house backfield. Snap, turn, and this is a give to the third man through. He's taken down at the 39-yard line. Number two, that is Evan Benson, who's been the leading ball carrier all season.
Yeah, and we'll see this formation. We've seen it, you know, 100 times. We'll see it 1,000 more. This direction, that is the key.
And it's at the worst spot for me right now because we're right about the 45-yard line, and they're on the 40. It's real hard to get an angle to see who has the ball. So I'm just kind of guessing right now. Second down and 6 at the 39-yard line. Snap and handoff up the gut. Number 2 again. Benson got it on the counter. He's going to get right up to the 40-yard line. Number 6 makes the tackle. That's Hayden Petrie, the senior for Ogama Heights. They give him, I don't know, a half yard right at the 40-yard line. It'll be third down and 5.5 here for Sheboygan. And now you already enter a decision, not even just over a minute into this game. Do you try to throw the ball? Is this two downs to get 5 yards? Where are you at here?
Well, you said the quarterback was trying it out because he was injured, seeing how it feels. So we'll have to see here how they determine that.
And their starting quarterback is not in the game, actually. Snap, handoff, gain of 2 yards as guy who I have listed as third-string quarterback, Gabe Cebulski, is actually taking snaps. So a gain of 2 here for Sheboygan. Actually, they're in just over 3. So now it makes the decision a little bit easier. Sitting on their own 43-yard line. They're
going to
line
it up.
Oh, they're punting. Wow.
Oh, they're
I
punting.
Really
yeah.
thought they were going to go for it. Luke Hoskins, who is the quarterback, is back to punt this football away. Oh, they might have gotten Ogama to jump off. No, no flag. Line drive kick. It's fielded at the 34-yard line by Cardis, and he will go straight down.
Nice open field tackle by number 21, Sean Postula, or Postula.
It is
yeah,
Postula.
Postula. Oh, Postula.
That is one that, yeah, there it is, two. I wrote T-O-O on my thing. There we go. Postula.
Nice tackle there by Postula. He was about a yard in front of him when he caught the ball, so it was a pretty wrap him up.
Yeah, surprise, no fair catch there by Xander Cardis.
Feeling froggy.
He was, you know, why not? Give it a shot. I formation here, single back formation here. Cardis with two wing back tight ends, one wide receiver out left, ball on their own 34. Snap, pitch play left side. Bouncing it outside is Rob Hawk. Hawk tiptoes the sideline. He will be marked out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Plenty for a first and 10. Nice run by Rob Hawk down the sideline.
Yeah, nice little play call there. Good blocking on the edges. Easy run for first down.
9:53 to play here in our first quarter. No score here on WKJC. Sheboygan goes 3 and out on their initial possession. Ogama Heights now with the ball on their initial possession. Their own 45-yard line. Full house backfield. Two tight ends, one running back. Snap. Give to the fullback. That's Marshall. Marshall powers through the line to the 49-yard line.
Nice tackle there by Jet. Mantas. Or Mantas Jet. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Mantas Jet. Mantas Jet.
That's a name right there.
It's a great name.
That's
isn't
a beautiful
it?
Name.
Let's pause real quick for station identification on WKJC.
Broadcasting from the shores of Tawas Bay, you're listening to the big one, 50,000 watts. WKJC-FM, Tawas City, East Tawas, a Carroll Broadcasting Station.
Second down and six, snap, turn, right side is Carter Schmidt, bounces off one tackle, now he's taken down about a half yard behind the line of scrimmage. And the stretch play doesn't work to Schmidt. It'll set up third down and 6 yards, almost seven.
Yeah, that's a great defense there on the edge. Did not allow him to get past the line of scrimmage. Good gang tackle there. Bring up third and long. Good defensive stand here so far by the Chiefs.
So if this is a passing situation, you got to look at number 11, Corey Kanitz, out on the outside. Really good last week. Outran everybody. They're playing way off of him. Single back formation. Hawk it. They're going to pitch it to Hawk. He's going to try to bounce it outside. Has to break a tackle. Slips one at midfield. Gets pushed to about the 47. This will set up fourth down and short. And so Ogemaw Heights will probably go for it on the Sheboygan side of the field. It'll be fourth down about 2.5 on the Sheboygan 47-yard line, just short of the 47-yard line.
Yeah, great. Great job there by number 2, Evan Benson, who grabbed his feet, didn't allow him to get any farther. It's a long two, I'd call it.
Yeah, long two.
Long two here on fourth down. Be a big motivator here if the Chiefs can get this stop.
Skip 32, Calvin Marshall seems like a real good idea. That man was powerful last week. They're going to flip the formation to the left. Fourth down and two. Also look for a hard count here. Overload the left side. Snap. Give to Schmidt, up and ahead, and he's not going to get it. He's taken down short of the 45-yard line, and Sheboygan comes out with a big defensive stop.
Yeah, that was a really good penetration there. He hit him, and he didn't even get any farther. I believe it was big 66 there. We'll call that Blake. Is that Blaskowski?
Blaskowski.
Yeah, he ran into him, and he didn't go anywhere. He just bounced backwards, and they tackled him. Great defensive. This is what Sheboygan needed, I think. I mean, this is you come out here, you move the ball a little bit, you stop this offense a little bit. Your confidence is here. Maybe. Let's see.
Nice possession here by the Chiefs, and they're actually going to measure this. He's a full yard short.
I mean, we are right on it. Yeah, I don't think he was close.
He is a full yard short of this. While they measure that, let you know this game brought to you in part by Willard's Equipment of West Branch, Culligan Water of West Branch, Morris Clark Furniture in West Branch, and the Erickson Family Insurance Agency of West Branch. There's the measure, and yeah, they're going to say that he was indeed short.
Hey, safely sorry. I mean, I have nothing against that. Chang Gang gets on the field.
Get their legs loose a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, the Chang Gang's always volunteers, you know, so they get to do something here.
Back to that full house backfield. They do have under center. And there's the snap. Back to pass. Fire left side. A little bit high, but caught. And this is going to be a gain of a couple on that left side. Number 6, I believe, made that catch, Gavin Rose. Taking a forward progress to the 48-yard line, gain of 3.
Yeah, just a nice little quick pass there, but pretty well defended there by the Falcons. Didn't let him get anything after the catch, like you had said.
So Luke Hoskins, who is their starting quarterback? I was reading my roster wrong earlier. Luke Hoskins is their starting quarterback. He is out there playing quarterback. They're going to line up in shotgun, two running backs, one on either side. Two wide receivers left of Hoskins. Snap. And read option up the gut and back towards the original line of scrimmage. Good push by the Ogemaw Heights defense. Loss of 2 yards. Evan Benson was the running back, and it's third down and 9.
Yeah, about almost to the original line of scrimmage.
Third down and 10. Yeah, they just kept moving back.
Yeah, that run in the middle there is getting stopped pretty good by the Falcons' penetration in the middle of their defense.
6.5 to play in our first quarter. No score. Here on WKJC, Brad Allen, Brian Catfish Johnson. Ogemaw Heights taking on the Sheboygan Chiefs. Sheboygan, two wide receivers right. In shotgun, snap. Drop back to pass. Fire right side. It is caught at midfield, but not going much farther past the 49-yard line. This will set up fourth down and 6. Number 4, Caleb Goodridge, caught the football. But it'll set up, like I said, fourth and 6, and they'll punt this football away, I'm sure.
yeah, it was a nice reaction by the Falcons. He caught the ball. It was a clean tackle. Don't let him get any farther. He's far away from the first down. And like you said, we'd think a punt here. No reason to be aggressive. Your defense just had a really nice defensive stand. Try to pin a beat.
Had a line drive punt there last time. It's Canitz and Hawk back to return the punt. Hoskins is the punter, who's the quarterback. Good snap. Kick is angled to the far side of the field. Bounces at the 25. Fielded at the 17 by Hawk. Works up the right sideline and will just slip out of bounds at the 25-yard line. That's where Ogama Heights takes over. Back in 30 seconds on WKJC, your power station for sports. Snap and a wide receiver screen out to Canitz. Slips a tackle at the 25, taken out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. And that's a pickup of 5. It'll be second down and 5. But this is what I'm talking about. I love the idea of getting your playmaker out in space. It was quick snap pass to a guy who had a big game last week. Great play.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if he can break a tackle, he can go the whole way. But good response by the defense here of the Chiefs. They're not allowing the after the catch to get anywhere, basically.
Yeah, there was a big block that sprung Cannon's free a little bit. They're going to go 3 wide receivers, 1 running back. Snap. They're just going to give it to that 1 running back. Carter Schmidt slips off of a tackle, keeps on spinning, fighting ahead. He's got a first down to the 40-yard line. And is that Carter Schmidt? Yeah, Carter Schmidt got that football. And that's a first and 10 to the 39-yard line.
Someone lost a shoe. Yeah, that was a pure, or it must be a towel. That was a pure just power. Pure power run there. He had people dragging on him. But he said, no, sir, I'm getting this first down. Nice angry run there.
No score. 4:41 left to play here in our first quarter. I formation behind Cardis. Snap. Option play. And Cardis going to keep it. Bounce out to the left side. He's at midfield. Gets around the corner to the 40. Trucks a defender. Pushed down the sideline. Out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. No, they're going to mark him out of bounds back at the 32. But a great run by Xander Cardis, pulled the ball, went and found some contact on the sideline.
Yeah, he used that truck stick. He used it, and he put that shoulder into him. He was just on the sideline there at the 32. His shoe did touch the outside there. But a great run. We just had one angry run to another angrier run there. What a decision there. That ball was in the other player's belly, and he pulled that out and ran it. Beautiful.
Snap, and this is a give on a counter to Schmidt. Cuts back inside, and he'll be taken down about the 30. Man, he had a big opportunity outside there, I thought. A wrong cut there by Carter Schmidt. Outside was the way to go.
Great tackle. It looks like number 8 there, Cody Lane. Nice tackle to basically stop him from getting anywhere. But you're right. If he does cut outside, I think he has a lot better chance.
I think he's
there.
In the end zone. I'll tell you right. If he cuts outside, I think he's gone because that counter worked. They had Schmidt kind of lined up in a tight end position, kind of a wing back, brought him over on the snap and gave it to him. I think they would add a chance for him to go. So it's a pickup of about 3, second down and 7. Overload to the left side, I formation behind Cardis. Ball on the Sheboygan 30-yard line. Snap, pitch left side, trying to find room. That's Schmidt. Schmidt powers through the line, taken down inside the 20-yard line. First and 10 for the Ogama Heights Falcons. They're in the red zone.
Yep, more contact, more power running. He might have been able to cut inside, get a little more yardage, but he went with his blockers, just lowered the boom, made sure that when he went down, he took someone else out with him.
That's the way Ogama Heights goes, man. They are just, who can we hit?
Yeah.
On offense, on defense, we don't care. We're just looking to hit somebody. I love the way this team plays football.
Yeah, it's very entertaining to watch here, and right now, got him in the red zone.
I formation behind Cardis, overload left side. Snap, give to Schmidt on a delay, and able to get a couple of yards. Good push by the Sheboygan defensive line. He'll be taken down at about the 17-yard line. So it'll pick up of 3, second and 7.
Yeah, nice tackle there, 62, big Luke Munger.
Timeout on the field as we have Sheboygan takes the timeout. No score, 3:07 to play in the first quarter on WKJC, your power station for sports. Formation behind Xander Cardis. Overload left side. 2 wide receivers. Snap. It's a pitch left side. Schmidt, Matt in the backfield. Driven back. What a hit back at the original line of scrimmage.
That's big 6'2", Luke Munger again. He just leveled him in the backfield instantaneously there. Got the tackle for loss. And that's third and long for the Falcons.
Not a lot of guys tackle Carter Schmidt that easily.
Yeah,
that was impressive.
That was violent. I mean, not in a bad way, but that just the contact. It was a boom. Let's put it that way.
That is what boom. When they drew up football, when they were inventing the game, that is what they were thinking of. That was a big hit in the backfield. Third down in 10. Let's see if Ogama Heights puts it in the air. I formation, one wide out on the right side. Now they're going to shift the tight ends over to that right side too. Ball on the Sheboygan 20-yard line. Snap. And give to Schmidt on the right side up to about the 16. This is going to set up fourth down and 6.
Interesting conservative play call there. I you think they're just thinking about four down territory? Like you're going to go for
they
it?
Must be. I mean,
or is their kicker good enough?
Where's
to hit?
Michael Stahl at?
He's still there.
He's still over there warming up in the net. So I don't think they're thinking kicking a field goal here from the 16-yard line. Be about a 33-yarder. So they're going to try and throw this football on fourth and 6. Stahl could hit a 33-yarder. I think is well within his range. But under 2 minutes to play in the first quarter, we still have no score. Single back formation, two wide receivers left, a tight end out right behind Cardis. Got to think they're going to put this one in the air. Snap, play action pass. Cardis fires short right side. Schmidt reaches up, makes the catch, and he's down inside the 5-yard line. A wonderful catch by Carter Schmidt, one-handed grab.
What a, off his fingertips and brought it back to his body. Caught that. I was a little worried when that thing, because it looked like it was going to float away from him, but beautiful ball control in the air there. He put it where no one else could really affect him. That there was no contact, you know, even near him to knock that ball loose. What a play call. What a catch.
Get the ball to your best player, Carter Schmidt. It's a great idea. So first and goal at the 4-yard line here for Ogama Heights. This game brought to you in part by West Branch and Rose City Automotive, H&R Block of West Branch and the Rose City RV Center. First and goal, one running back behind Cardis. Snap. They're going to give it to Marshall. Ball's on the ground. I think Sheboygan jumped on it. They had a mistake on the handoff. I think it was that option play between Cardis and Marshall. Sheboygan's on the football.
Wow. Well, you had talked about it. Limit the turnovers. That is a turnover on the 2, I think.
4-yard line.
I thought it was closer than that. Wow. Well, you got Sheboygan backed up way deep, so this is a very important defensive stand. The Falcons need to get this momentum back. They are kind of letting the Chiefs control this game.
This looks a lot like our Week 1 game when we saw Oscoda. They just looked,
yeah.
The focus isn't there. This is not the execution we expect. Full house backfield behind Hoskins. Snap, handoff up the middle, able to move the pile maybe a yard or so. Did not see who got that football. Looks like four Goodrich, I think, had it. I'm going to say Postula. All right, we're going Postula. Postula, sorry. Postula. Hit that. The middle. Postula. The middle syllable is the one. Postula.
Postula.
They got back to the line. It's second down and 10 from the 4-yard line. 30 seconds to play in the quarter. Still no score. Snap. Handoff right side. Able to move the pile to about the, well, about the 4-yard line.
Yeah, they're kind of just running to a wall at this point.
That's Gabe Cebulski who got that football. That might be the last play of our first quarter. Third down and about 10 yards from the Sheboygan 4-yard line, and that will end our first quarter. No score after one on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school football on WKJC, brought to you in part by Benjamin Realty of Rose City, Cornelius Chevrolet of Rose City, and Quality Garage Doors of West Branch. On our sister station, Hits FM, it's All Grays 16, Whittemore Prescott is yet to get on the board.
That's what we expect. We expect Augre there to do their job and win that game, I would think.
We have third down and 10 here. No score after one. Ogama Heights and Sheboygan. Third down and 10 for Sheboygan at their own 4-yard line. Full Haas backfield, snap, and roll out back to pass, firing right side, and Rob Hawk got a hand on it and almost picked it off.
That would have been almost like the Brian Brash interception there from the Lions over on Thursday night. Just kind of had it in his left arm there, but it just bounced off that time. But bringing up 4th and 10, and this is a dangerous position to punt.
That it is. This is not a fun punt.
No, this is where lots of safeties happen. I mean, these are not professional punters by any means. They're very close to the line of scrimmage.
I've seen teams just take safeties on this before.
Really?
Literally just because it's easier. Not in a scoreless game. They won't do it here. Snap is high, and it goes through his hands, and it's a safety. Oh, I didn't mean to predict it.
I started it. I'll take the blame for that one, guys. I'm sorry, Sheboygan. The caster curse. I'll take it. Brad's got too much. Catfish takes the caster curse on that one.
Oh, man. 2-0 Ogama Heights on the safety. It is Elk Rapids 8-0 currently over Oscoda. Another out-of-town scoreboard. Thank you to Ben Murphy. So now we'll place the ball at the 20. Sheboygan will kick off from there. And it will be Ogama Heights football. 2-0 Ogama Heights.
That was just an unfortunate snap. Just off, just too high for him. Bounce off, hits the back of the goalpost there. All right, Ogama, they got gifted away a touchdown. I'll call it that. They gifted away a touchdown. They got 2 points out of it, though.
That they did. It might end up actually working in their favor. They get more points out of fumbling it there than they do. Because if they take this and score it, and they end up with 9 points out of it,
right.
And then that's a 9-point touchdown for them instead of the 7 they were going to get.
And they wasted 4 minutes.
Yeah, burning time. Coach Miller's playing the long game here.
Yeah.
That's what he's thinking. He's like, you know, fumble it at the 2. They'll get a safety. They'll snap it over their punter's head and be good to go. So they are going to punt it. They have the option. They can put it on a tee. This is somehow the third safety I've seen this year already. You are allowed to put it on a tee, but they are going to punt it. He can get a running start.
Really? He can run it? Oh.
And there's the punt. And it'll be fielded by Canitz at about the 40-yard line. They hand it around, as they always do on these kicks, up the middle to the Sheboygan 40-yard line. Pyle pushing to about the 36-yard line. Didn't say who ended up with the football there. I think I heard them say Rob Hawk had it. Yep, Rob Hawk comes out of the pile. So Ogama Heights has the 2-0 lead with 11:41 to play here in our first half. And they have the ball on the Sheboygan 36.
Yeah, I had forgotten what that looked like. It's because I haven't seen them yet this year. That was interesting because I even actually didn't see who had the ball.
The hand around on the special teams. Yeah.
I was looking, and I'm like, he doesn't have the ball, he doesn't have the ball, and then he was tackled. I'm like, oh, okay.
Eye formation behind Cardis, and he pulls it on the option. Ladder room right side, busting through the lane. Cardis to the end zone. Touchdown, Ogama Heights Falcons.
Now that's what the play was supposed to be, I think, when they fumbled. The fake to the inside, he cuts outside of that option. That is such a hard option to defend because he commits so hard to that handoff. And Big 62 again, and 52, I'm sorry. Or no.
Oh,
I'm looking at the wrong, I'm sorry.
There
Luke Munger. I was looking at the wrong
Luke
roster.
Munger.
Luke Munger tackled the guy that he faked to pretty well in the backfield, but he didn't have the ball. Beautiful fake.
And so that will make it currently 8-0 Ogama Heights. And Michael Stahl in to try and kick the extra point. One play, 36 yards on the quarterback run by Xander Cardis. Officials getting set. One official a little bit late getting back there. Maybe not used to actually seeing extra points. He thought they were going for 2. He had to back up. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up and a little off to the right, but that's good too. With 11:33 to go in our first half, it's Ogama Heights 9 and Sheboygan nothing on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school football on WKJC brought to you in part by the Fall Inn of Rose City, by Ace Electric Plumbing and Heating of West Branch, and by Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank. Stahl ready to kick it away. High kick. angled on the right side, fielded at about the 10-yard line. Trying to find room is Benson, not really finding any. It's zero blocking in front of him, and we have a Sheboygan Chief who's actually down on the play. I don't see a number on him. Hopefully he ends up all right. So while they tend to that, let's take a break. It's 9-0 Ogemaw Heights. You're on WKJC, your power station for sports. Looks like a couple of Sheboygan Chiefs are going to come over to help their teammate up off the field, not putting any pressure on that right leg. He is keeping all pressure off of that right leg. Not really able to see the number, but just not what you want to see.
No.
Every week, this is football is obviously a violent game, and we like it that way, but that's the type of stuff you never, ever, ever want to see.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention, unfortunately, to see what happened. He wasn't really in front of the play. I don't know, maybe if he just got blocked awkwardly or not, but it looks like 9-95.
One awkward step. Well, yeah, once he sits down and is by himself, hopefully we'll be able to get a look and get you a number. Hopefully, all right. All right, it's first and 10 for Sheboygan at their own 20-yard line. Full house backfield snap and handoff on the counter to the right side, slipping through the lane and up past the 25-yard line to about the 26-yard line. That's number... Oh, turn my way, dude. Number seven. That's Cebulski, who got the carry. Gabe Cebulski, the junior running back.
Too. They got some good names over there in Sheboygan. Cebulski, Montas, Jet, Charbonneau. I like that word. Charbonneau is just a fun word to say.
Oh, yeah.
Charbonneau.
Their best player who's out is Bolazovic.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Second down and five from the 25-yard line. Full house backfield. Snap. And we've got a handoff right side. I'm sorry, that was up the gut. First man through. We do have a penalty flag right away. That was eight who got the football. Cody Lane. We'll see what the penalty flag. It was thrown immediately as that ball was snapped. So somebody was either lined up offsides. Ogemaw Heights is in the neutral zone, or Sheboygan had an illegal formation.
Looks like offsides, or maybe not. I don't know.
Let's see. First penalty call tonight for illegal. We have illegal shift on Sheboygan. So that's 5-yard penalty. And what was going to be third down and three will now become second down and 10. 24-0 now. Augury Sims over the top of Whittemore Prescott on our sister station. It's about what we want expect out of Augury.
Yeah, Augury is, we said it a little bit earlier, they're very good.
And you and I saw Whittemore Prescott over in Brethren. The offense struggled. I mean, 19 yards of offense against Brethren.
Yeah, it was not. It was a lot. It could have been a lot of different factors, but it wasn't pretty.
Split back formation. Pitch out left side, trying to find some room and not finding any. Great job by the Ogemaw Heights defense. String that play out. Ball went to Gavin Rose. He got to about the 21-yard line, and it's third down and 9.
Yeah, Carter Schmidt came up and laid the boom on him at the end of that play. Nice tackle.
10:20 to play here in our second quarter. 9-0 Ogemaw Heights. They got a safety after they fumbled the ball on the Sheboygan 2-yard line. They forced what would have been a punt. Punt went over the snap went over the punter's head. And on the first play after the free kick, Ogemaw Heights scored on a Xander Cardis 36-yard run. That leads us 9-0. Handoff out of the three-headed backfield. Pickup of about one or two here on third and 9. They went to Benson, number 2. And that is going to be fourth and 8. And Sheboygan's going to have to bump this football away.
Yeah, that's good defense here by the Falcons there, not allowing anything to happen on that drive. You got to punt here. You're not down a lot. You're down 9-0. Your defense has been pretty decent outside of the one big play, really. So punt the ball. Give yourself a chance.
Quarterback slash punter Luke Hoskins back to punt this football away. Good snap this time on the punt. And it's blocked! Blocked by 62, and it's fielded by Rob Hawk, who slips down at the 21-yard line. But 62 burst right through the line. Andrew Christner dove right through, got the punt blocked.
Nice, he just got right there, got his big arms up, boom, hit him right off. And what a catch by 16 there by Rob Hawk, you said?
Rob Hawk, yeah.
Rob Hawk there, because he tiptoed on the sideline because he wanted to take it for 6. But he slipped, like we said, he slipped down the I don't think he makes it. There was enough defenders there to to stop them. But
yeah.
But the momentum has switched to the Falcons, which is what we expected, and they're now kind of in the groove. They took a quarter to get here, but they're here.
They're winning on special teams, no doubt. Andrew Christner just burst right through the line for that punt block, and it's now first and 10 on the Sheboygan 21, 9:13 to play in the first half. Snap, and it's going to be an end around to Hawk. Hawk trying to find room. Bonds outside, slips a tackle, now to the 15. Turning the corner at the 10. He'll be pushed out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. First and 10, Ogama Heights.
Nice run there by Hawk. He could have been tackled about two times, but he just outreached or outsped to the edge there. Nice speed out of the backfield.
I really thought they were going to throw the ball there. They had two wide receivers out left. Turns out they were just blockers for Rob Hawk.
Yep.
But I really thought they might throw the ball. We have only seen them throw the ball, what, once, twice? Wide receiver screen and once on fourth down.
Yeah.
They only threw it five times last week. They're not looking to throw the ball, but
is it?
They're two for two. First and goal at the 7-yard line here. I formation behind Cardis. It's snap, turn, Schmidt powering through the line, slips, push offensive line, and they're going to say he was down at about the 2-yard line. And so it'll be second down and goal from the 2.
And be careful here. This is where you fumbled in the other end zone. Just be careful with your handoffs or your fakes.
Yeah, let's not run the option.
Yeah.
How about fullback dive to Marshall, and we just power this one into the end zone?
Is it bad that I kind of want him to get to fourth down so we see a field goal?
I think we're too close for it. They'd have to lose a couple of yards, I think, for that. They can get it to fourth and six or something. That would happen. So you're a penalty away.
False start. No, I'm kidding.
Three wide receivers, two left, one right. A halfback, that's Marshall behind Cardis. Snap, it's quarterback sneak, and untouched essentially into the end zone. I think he got it. We have not seen a call.
No.
No, we didn't make it.
It's
got
to be on the inch line.
Inch. Oh, touchdown. There's the call. Say, okay. He got in, right?
There was very hesitation. Lots of hesitation in that one.
Oh, man. Touchdown. Xander Cardis, his second of the game. A 2-yard run on the quarterback sneak. It's 15-0.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a hesitation there. It looked like he got stood up, but I thought he crossed the plane. He obviously did. That's why kind of why he stopped. And it took him about 10 seconds to call it, but they got there.
Yeah, Cardis powered right into the end zone. Good snap, good hold, kick is up, and that kick is good. So with 8:09 to play here in our first half, 16-0 Ogama Heights on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school football on WKJC, brought to you in part by Cornerstone Caregiving of Gladwin, the DeBold Insurance Agency of West Branch, and your local McDonald's of Rose City, Mayo, Oscoda, Roscommon, and Thomas City. 16-0, Ogama Heights. They're ready to kick this one away. Two touchdown runs by Xander Cardis. Stall, high kick, got underneath of that one. Fair catch called for and made at the 30-yard line here by Sheboygan, and that's where they'll start. Business decision by Evan Benson.
Yeah, they were coming in on him pretty hot there. Yeah. I think, you know what, let's just take the ball at the 30-yard line.
Survive to see tomorrow, Evan. High kick with the Ogama Heights, who has proven to hit people hard.
And it does appear that it is Malatas Jett that was hurt, because he has not left that spot on the bench.
Spance's Jett, is that right?
I think it was Malatas Jett, yeah. I haven't seen him on the field, and I've been looking for 85 because it kind of looks like 85.
Yeah, it looks like 85 to me. In shotgun here, new quarterback in the game. Fire out in front of his intended receiver. That was number 5, who's now into play quarterback. That's Caden Gardner, who I was told is the backup quarterback. So who knows, maybe Hoskins not going to see the field much more today. They said he was hurt coming into the game when I was talking to the Sheboygan radio station. He was beaten up, and that they probably would go to Gardner at some point, and it looks like that some point is now.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. This football team struggling with their best players getting hurt. I mean, that's unfortunately football.
Two wide receivers right, two running backs with Gardner. Hands it off right up the middle. Nice little hole there for Benson. Gets across the 35-yard line to the 36. Pickup of 6, and it is 3rd down and 4.
Looks like he kind of lost his footing. I thought he had a little bit more of space there, but he kind of went down, so I'm thinking he slipped a little bit. There hasn't been rain in the area, so maybe just a little slicker field today. Because it's the second time we've seen someone fall.
Yeah, maybe just a running lane a lot of people have used, a little bit no grass in that spot, slipping a little bit on the dirt. So third down and four. See if Sheboygan goes two down territory here, maybe puts the ball in the air, snap to Gardner. Quick pass right side. It's caught. Able to slip one tackle, but a host of Falcons is there to make the tackle on Caleb Goodrich. He's back at the original, or he's back getting a yard. So it's fourth and three instead of fourth and four.
Yeah, I like the play call, but it's a slow pass. You gotta get that ball. Well, yeah. like the first one he threw, but he whipped it a little too far away. But you want to put some oomph on it. He put a little too much air on the duck, and you know, let the defense get there.
I do think they are going to punt this away because Hoskins is back out on the field. Luke Hoskins, their starting quarterback and punter, and he is limping. That left leg, which is wrapped, and he is limping on it. So he's just in. He's just going to punt. Last one was blocked. Snap. Line drive kick. Good kick. Cardis has to run back to the 30. Fields it at the 25. Looking for a block. Able to get upfield 30. 35-yard line. He'll be taken down about the 37-yard line. So a good return. Nice punt by Hoskins. Yeah. Their line drive away from the returner.
Yeah, exactly. That's definitely how you want to play that there. You want to get away from the dangerous returner. Put some oomph on it, bounce it off the ground. Maybe you get a little bad bounce off the guy and recover it. It was a bad bounce off him, but there was no defender near him.
6:37 to play in our first half. It is 16-0 Ogama Heights. And that is not 16 off of two touchdowns and an extra point, or I mean two-point conversions. That is two touchdowns and a safety to get us to 16. So
yeah,
two extra points.
The unique way to get to 16. Yeah.
Single back formation behind Cardis. Two wide receivers left, one to the right. Snap, straight drop back pass. Little rollout now for Cardis. Fire over the middle, dropping it in the bucket to Schmidt. Dives, makes the catch.
Beautiful throw. It was perfect. No defender could get it. Bread basket. He took that launch down with him. Nice play by the Falcons.
Carter Schmidt, if that ball's just a little bit closer, Schmidt's going to the house because he had his defender beat. He dives, had the wind knocked out of him a little bit. He got up grabbing his chest. But a wonderful catch by Carter Schmidt down at the Sheboygan 38-yard line.
Yeah, we're seeing this offense come alive a little bit here. This is what we kind of expected as we talked in the pregame.
First and 10. One man is behind. That's a 22 Lambert behind Carter Schmidt. Two wide receivers left, one right. Handoff Lambert. Big push up front. Trucking through defenders. Taken down at the 25-yard line. Plenty for a first and 10. Connor Lambert powering through. But what a push by the offensive line.
Yeah, that was all physical. The whole play, the line, the runner, the blocking. Absolutely dominant push there by the Falcons.
They mark him down at the 26-yard line, first and 10.
You were not kidding when you talked about the physicality of this football team.
They just want to shove you around. That's their whole goal. All goal is to hit you, push you around, and then every now and then throw over the top. That's a little fun for them, too. I formation. Schmidt is the deep back. Two wide receivers out left, Cannons and Hawk. Now they're going to send Schmidt out there as well. Snap, and it's Cardis on a keeper. He pulled it. Stiff arm at the 15, and he drags the defender down to about the 10-yard line. And this will be first and goal for the Ogama Heights Falcons.
Touchdown saving tackle there by Caleb Goodrich. Nice tackle on the outside, forcing him towards the sideline and as well dragging him down.
It was one-on-one.
Yeah.
One-on-one, and he able to win it. We have a timeout on the field. Sheboygan takes the timeout. Take one with him. 16-0 Ogama Heights and WKJC, your power station for sports. First and goal at the 10-yard line here for Ogama Heights. Cardis under center. Marshall and Carter Schmidt are the deep, the two running backs. Two wide receivers left, Hawk and Cannons. A lot of weapons out there. Same formation as the last one. Snap, same play, but this time Marshall spins off a tackle, fights off another one, and into the end zone. Fullback dive, touchdown.
It looked like he was tackled at the line of scrimmage, and then he broke three more tackles just running into the end zone.
Yeah.
What a run.
Traverse City St. Francis is still having flashbacks of Calvin Marshall doing that to them last week. That's what I was talking about right there.
Yeah.
Calvin Marshall got stacked up at the line, spun off of those tackles, fought through another one for a hard-fought 10-yard touchdown run.
Beautiful.
Love that kid. My favorite player on the field these last 2 weeks. Stallion to kick the extra point. Snap, kick up, and that is good. No, we missed it right.
Oh.
5:20 to play here on in our first half. It's 22-0 Ogemaw Heights on WKJC, Power Station for Sports. It's been a 22-0 second quarter so far here for Ogemaw Heights. 5:20 to play still in our first half. This game brought to you in part by My Michigan Health, 31 Realty of West Branch, and Kevin Hummer Accounts at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Dallas. Long kick fielded at the 8-yard line here by Sheboygan, and no blocking in front of him. He's able to get up to about the 20-yard line, but four or five yellow jerseys were in there on the kick returner, number six. That's Gavin Rose.
Yeah, he just kind of ran into the middle of all them trying to get through there, but he wasn't getting anywhere.
Really nowhere to go.
No.
So 22-0 Ogemaw Heights. Sheboygan getting the ball back here. They have maybe three or four first downs in this game. I'd like to see, I mean, at this point, what do you got to lose? You're 0-3. Fire the ball around a little bit. I mean, just get into some offense, fire the ball around, have some fun, see what you can make happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're down three scores, do it.
Kitchen sink it. Two wide receivers left. Hey, drop back pass. Fires left side and almost intercepted. If that ball was any lower, it was picked off by Rob Hawk. Instead, he threw it over the head. Intended receiver was Caleb Goodrich.
I like the play call, though. You try to get it downfield, throw a pass, change it up. You know, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and if you're going to throw it where it's going to be harmless unless your guy gets it.
Exactly.
It was over the head of Rob Hawk. Now it's 2nd and 10, 5:11 to play here in our first half. The band starts to make their way down towards the field. Stick around at halftime for our Northern Powers Sports of Mayo halftime show. Two wide receivers right, snap, and handoff up the gut is Benson. Benson cut down at the 21-yard line. Pickup of a yard, 3rd and 9.
Yeah, that's just their bread and butter play. They've ran it almost the entire game.
Yeah.
Just another good stop by the Falcons.
Just inside zone.
Yeah.
It's inside zone. There's two running backs, one on either side of the quarterback. They have yet to hand it to the guy on the left. I'm just pointing that out. They have not given it to the guy on the left. They've only handed it right. So a little tendency there for Sheboygan. They line up that same formation. Running back either side. Snap. Straight drop back pass. Looking. Fire over the middle. Picked off by Schmidt. Schmidt picks it off the 25-yard line. Got room off to the left side. He's at the 10 to the 5. Dives for the pylon. Looking for the call. Touchdown, Ogemaw Heights, pick six.
You know, and that's the risk. You know, you're already down three scores. You risk it. Great read. Just absolutely perfect defense there. He one-arm picked it. He missed that one earlier. And then beautiful speed to get into the end zone there. Touchdown, Falcons.
Carter Schmidt wanted it, that dive for the end zone. He wanted the pick six. A lot of room off left. I thought he was going to be pushed out of bounds inside the 5. But Carter Schmidt gets the interception. His second one-hand catch of the day. He likes the ones a little bit over his head that he can just tap down to himself.
Yep, the flair, the style points.
That makes it 28-0. Stahl, who missed the extra point on his last one, will try and get this one back, try and get back in the groove. Good snap, good hold, kick is up. And that's good, too. 4:24 to play here in our first half. 29-0 Ogemaw Heights on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school football on WKJC brought to you in part by Roy Simmons & Sons, Well Drilling of West Branch, and Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish. So I know I said, you know, if you're Sheboygan, just fire the ball around. You threw a pick six. Do it again.
Yeah.
Throw it again. Keep working on it. Kitchen sink. Again, kitchen sink. Throw everything but the kitchen sink right now. Line drive kick by Stahl will be fielded. Fair catch called for at the 15-yard line. I think Sheboygan's about done getting whacked on these kick returns. They're willing to take the 15-yard line here in order to not get their teeth kicked in by the Ogemaw Heights kick.
Yeah, that's the way you got to say it. That's the way to say it right there. I was surprised. I was. But, you know, after what you just said, I kind of, you know what, I understand.
It's 29-0.
Yeah.
Don't get anybody hurt. You already got one player hurt.
The people hurt, exactly.
Let's leave it at one. That's a good decision. If you were going to score from the 15, you can, or if you're going to score from the 20, you can score from the 15.
Yes,
really not much of a difference. They're going to line back up in that full house backfield. Quarterback under center is Gardner. snap and got a counterplay up the gut. And, wow, what a whack by Xander Cardis. Up to about the 18-yard line, and the holes are developing. Give Sheboygan's offensive line credit. They're doing a pretty good job. Not a lot of speed on this team.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The block, the opening is there, but they're not getting out. They get to the second level, and the second level just levels them, for lack of a better word there. And but, yeah, you're right. The explosiveness isn't there.
Another score on the out-of-town scoreboard, thanks to Ben Murphy. Benzie Central up 27-7 on Talus in the second quarter. Second down and six. And got Ogama Heights to move, but no penalty flag. Handoff up the gut. Able to make a couple of men miss and dive across the 30-yard line. That's number eight. Cody Lane, that's a first and 10 here for the Sheboygan Chiefs.
You gotta teach those linemen to move when the defensive lineman moves, because they're giving them time to get back.
Yeah.
That's unusual. Very unusual that the discipline for the offensive line isn't like, just do that. That's why you gotta
just
move your arm.
Yeah, they're in the neutral zone. That's why it's not called right away. They didn't jump across the line. They're in the quote-unquote neutral zone. Mm. Ogama Heights is allowed to move back.
I think that's the first down anyway, though, so I mean.
Exactly. Handoff on the counter, left side, nothing doing for Benson. And taken down right at the 30-yard line, second and 10. 3:05 to play here in our first half, 29-0. Ogama Heights over Sheboygan. It was a scoreless first quarter.
Believe it or not. You're absolutely correct. It was a well-defended first quarter, and the wheels kind of just came off here in the second.
29-0, just in the second quarter here. Ogama Heights has scored quickly on all of theirs. Yes. Pick six helps.
The pick six after the touchdown does help, absolutely.
That'll do it. Under center is Gardner, two running backs behind, extra tight end in the formation, trying to get some blocking. They bring him in motion. Snap and handoff left side, driven back. Carter Schmidt met him at the hole right at the 30-yard line. And so that'll be third down and 10. I'm sorry, it was Lambert, Connor Lambert, 22 there, who got the tackle.
Yeah, just good discipline tackling, like the second level, like we said earlier. It's not getting beat. They can get past the line of scrimmage, but they really can't get much anywhere else.
2 minutes to play here in our first half, 29-0.
And the Falcons will get the ball in the second half.
Third down and nine. See if Sheboygan going to put the ball in the air here. Snap. Yes, they will. Drop back pass. A lot of pressure in the face. Grudge out. Schmidt dives. Picked it off. Little bit out in front of the intended receiver, Lane Schmidt dove, and he picked it off. His second of the night, and his defense meets him. Giving a little congratulations. They change sides of the field. Ogama ball at about the 32-yard line of Sheboygan.
Yeah, nice little dive there to intercept that pass. Unfortunately for the Chiefs there, not quite on target. He's able to get the ball and flip this over, and 1:48, that's plenty of time.
Ogama with all three timeouts. I don't think they've taken one.
I do not believe they have either, no.
Two wide receivers right, one left, one running back. Cardis snap, roll out right. We've got a penalty flag right away, and they're going to call the play dead, false start. One of the receivers got going a little bit early. That tells you it was a pass. If one of the receivers gets going early, they're excited. They're thinking they're getting the ball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's what the second – I'd say that's the second mistake that the Falcons have done, the first one being the goal line fumble.
Yeah.
So if that's your only two mistakes and you're up 29-0, you're playing good ball.
I say, kind of half-jokingly, it felt like they had 200 yards of penalties last week. They have five right now. That's pretty good.
Right.
They're playing really, really well.
Better.
Yeah, one turnover. You don't want the turnover, but they bounced back from the turnover. Got a safety and a touchdown off of the turnover. So, no, Ogama Heights playing really, really good football in the second quarter.
Absolutely.
First and 15 from the 36-yard line. Same formation they were just in. Now they just kind of flipped it. Roll out right. A lot of pressure on Cardis. Has to step up, and he'll be taken down. Got just short of the line of scrimmage, so still technically a sack.
Yep.
And so it'll be second down and 11, or second down and 16, sorry.
That'll be a half a sack for both of those boys.
I like them trying to fire it deep, though. They went for the home run.
Yeah.
I like it.
Absolutely.
If I'm Ogama Heights, I'm trying to score here.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Just to get it to 35.
Yes, and then you can have the running clock starting
running
in the
clock
second
half.
Yes.
That's such an important. You want to get it there, and then when you get the ball in the second half, you want to get it to 50 as fast as possible, and then you just take your foot off the gas.
Mm-hmm.
Snap, it's going to be a counter to Hawk. Hawk's got a convoy in front. Bounces it outside. Now back inside, and finally tripped up inside the 15-yard line. First and 10, Ogama Heights.
Good job by the defender that tackled him. I did not see his number, but he's getting blocked. He breaks the block and ends up getting him in the legs to stop him from scoring. So good job there by the Chiefs to stop the touchdown, but great run there for the first down.
Yeah, really good run. They went again. That's the second time they've run that counter where Hawk is playing essentially tight end, and they bring him over and hand it to him on a sweep, and the two running backs are just blockers out in front for him. I formation behind Cardis, two wide receivers. Snap, drop back to pass, looking, fires over the middle. Schmidt dives, and he couldn't hang on to this one. Would have been short of the end zone.
He would have been short anyway, yep.
But it is second down and 10 from the 13.
And they're still being aggressive. They're still not just, hey, let's hand it off. No, they're trying to get this. They're still keeping it spicy. We'll call it that. Keeping it spicy.
And this is what I'm talking about. Sheboygan winning up front on offense. They're winning up front here, too. Both passes, they've gotten pressure on Xander Cardis.
Absolutely,
that's the only reason he hasn't been able to hit a receiver for a touchdown yet.
Yeah, their line work has been great. The trenches, I think, are the positive of this team. Just not much after that. Maybe not
the skill guys. Yeah,
You don't got the skill guys to supplement it.
Three wide receivers, a running back, snap again, drop back to pass. Cardis, it's a little pass in front, has some room. Taking down, slipping a tackle inside the five. I got to stop saying taken down. These Ogama Heights Falcons don't go down on these situations. Hawk caught the screen.
You think they're going down, and they said, no, sir.
Timeout Ogama Heights, back in 30 seconds to wrap up the first half here on WKJC, your power station for sports. Ogama Heights. Before we have this third down play, let's pause for station identification here on WKJC, your power station for sports.
Broadcasting from the shores of Tawas Bay, you're listening to the Big One, 50,000 watts. WKJC-FM, Tawas City, East Tawas, a Carroll Broadcasting Station.
This is the perfect situation for a power team like Ogama Heights. It's not and goal yet. It's third and one on the Sheboygan 4. You have five plays, essentially, to get 4 yards.
Yep.
You're feeling good.
Absolutely.
You got to get this first one, though. I expect this to be a stink from Cardis. I formation behind him. Cardis, snap. It is a stretch to Schmidt. Schmidt breaks a tackle, powers through the line, into the end zone. Touchdown!
I mean, I know it's the first half, but Carter Schmidt, MVP of the day. I mean, I think that's a lot. That's a lot today.
Two wide receivers. Is that his second touchdown?
The pick six. That.
Two interceptions, and then.
Yeah, two interceptions.
He has one that he returned for a touchdown.
Who had the other three touchdowns?
So, Cardis has run for two. Schmidt returned one for a touchdown. I should be writing these down.
Yeah, it's at least two touchdowns and two picks. I mean, that alone.
It's a pretty good day.
Yeah.
Snap is good, kick is up, and that is good.
Yes,
27 seconds remaining in the half. It's 36-0 Ogama Heights. WKJC, your power station for sports. If you're just joining us, this game is scoreless after a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
We have 27 seconds left in the second quarter. It is 36-0 Ogama Heights. Fair catch made at the 30-yard line by Benson. A 36-0 quarter by Ogama Heights here. I don't remember the last time I saw this many points put up in a quarter.
Yeah, it's been a dominant. It started with the safety. Quite literally, it started with the safety. And then it's just been all Falcons for 12 in-game minutes. Well, 11 in-game minutes and 33 seconds, but yeah.
It's been a lot of falconry. A lot of falconry. Xander Carson, a couple of touchdowns.
Sorry.
Carter Schmidt, a couple of touchdowns.
Yeah, Carter Schmidt, like what we said earlier, two picks already, two touchdowns already at least. We're kind of thinking we're missing one touchdown. But
we got one touchdown out there that I forget who scored.
Unidentified.
Handoff left side for Sheboygan. Yet again, Ogama Heights slamming a dude who doesn't have the football. I understand the cause for physicality. They pick up 3-4 yards here.
No.
But why Ogemaw just slammed into number two, Evan Benson, who didn't have the ball, I have no idea. Behind the play.
They've been physical the whole game, and I think they're just, that's like you said, that this is how they play.
There's a difference between being physical and being a bully out there.
Okay.
I completely understand being physical, but do that to the guy who has the ball. I got no problem. You whack the dude who has the ball.
Yeah. I mean, you're right.
It's 36 to nothing. You don't need to do this.
Now,
might be the last play. He got out of bounds there, handoff up the gut. Now, that guy who has the ball, now you can hit Benson as hard as you want as he goes up the middle. Not a lot there. I'm sure this will end our first half.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Because it's 35 points, shouldn't the clock have kept going even though we ran out of bounds?
Only in the second half.
Second half.
The first half is if we get to 50.
Correct. I apologize.
So that will end our first half, though. So at halftime, it's Ogemaw Heights 36, Sheboygan nothing on WKJC, your power station for sports. Couple minutes away from getting our second half underway. Brad Allen, Brian Catfish Johnson here with you as 36 to nothing Ogemaw Heights, which is an impressive score, even more impressive when you find out that it was scoreless after a quarter here. I mean, that makes it just that much more impressive here tonight, scoreless after a quarter, and you somehow make it 36 to nothing at the half. Let's recap a couple of the ways it went down. Everything kind of broke open. Ogemaw Heights fumbled on the Sheboygan 2-yard line. And then it's almost like that kind of woke them up. Okay, we fumbled. We can't keep doing this. The quarter ended. It was 0-0. I'm sure Coach Miller said, hey, what are we doing? You know, you guys are supposed to be a really good football team. Get out there. They made some good stops. Didn't let Sheboygan get anywhere. Sheboygan tried to punt from their own end zone. That's a scary situation for that center, that long snapper. He's got to snap that ball back and block after a punt had already been blocked, and then they snap it over his head. It's a two-point safety. That was the first points tonight. It was 2-0. Then they first play after the free kick, Xander Cardis on the option, kept it, ran it for a touchdown, and that kind of seemed like it opened everything up. That led to the Carter Schmidt 2 touchdowns, the Calvin Marshall touchdown, and Xander Cardis with another one later on.
Yeah, you like that. Waking up is a great way to put it. You know, they sputtered out the start. The first quarter was very even, and then they get the fumble. You're like, uh-oh, okay, maybe Sheboygan's going to get something out of this. And they did exactly what they needed to do. Stop, force the safety, and then just run with it. Just go. Confidence, momentum, all in the Falcons. 36 points in a quarter later, we're starting the second half. We're starting the second half here in fourth.
So we will start the quarter in a running clock situation. It is that just limited running clock.
Tips.
Use the TIPS acronym. You got the TIPS on it? I did this to my dad last week. I did this to Kevin last week on the TIPS acronym. You got the 4?
Touchdowns?
No.
I'm sorry. Timeouts.
Timeouts.
Injuries.
Injuries.
Penalties.
Penalties.
Scores.
Scores. There we go. We got it. I always confuse timeouts and touchdowns as well.
Field goals are scores. You know, field goals are scores.
We'll stop it for that. Safeties. We'll do it all. Stop it for everything. If you're Ogemaw Heights here, you don't want to sound rude or run up the score or whatever. Get to 50. Get to 50 as fast as you can, and then you take your foot off the gas.
Yeah, you know, because when you get to the 50, nothing stops the clock, and then you don't want to. No one wants to get injured. You know, you've done your job. The game is over. On both sides, we've already seen some injuries on Sheboygan's side. You don't want any more. You don't want any more on any side. So get there, and then just play smart football, play safe football, and then get home safe.
Thank you to Nick James back at the radio station, keeping us on and good today. Always doing a great job. 36 to nothing. Ogemaw Heights starts with the football here. And so Sheboygan, let's see if they go onside kick or anything special here, if they're just going to boot it to the Falcons. We're ready to go. 36 to nothing here to start our second half. It is a line drive kick that will roll to the sideline. Fielded at about the 20. Cannon's going to try and come all the way back across field. Breaks the tackle, 25-30.
able to get to the other sideline. He got to the 40-yard line. Wow. Really nice job there by Kanitz. Corey Kanitz took the ball on the far sideline at the 20, gains 20 yards while also running the 52.5 across the field.
Yeah, he ran about 75 yards to get up there. What a play. Great speed there. Nice way to start this half here if you're the Falcons.
Well, they've yet to throw him the football like they did last
right,
week.
Yeah.
So he hasn't been able to show off his speed like he did last week.
Yeah, he's probably excited to get that ball.
Yeah, he finally got his hands on the ball. He wanted to go somewhere. He burned St. Francis last week.
See if they reward him with a little more touches here in the second half.
I believe
half.
They did to start the second half last week. They went with a deep ball to start. I formation behind Cardis. Snap. Play action pass. Looking deep. Fire over the middle. Kanitz has got to run on to get underneath of it. And just overthrown. Kanitz was coming in on that. That that route was not designed to go as deep as Cardis wanted him to run it. He overthrew him just a little bit.
Yeah, he cut it across a little more horizontal. If he goes a little more vertical there, he might get under that. But great job at predicting the play call there. Beautiful.
It's the exact same play they ran to start the second half last week. That we worked last week.
Now he's got to run 60 yards there and come all the way back.
Yeah, now you run the ball because you know you got a tired wide receiver. Now I'm going to guess they run the ball here. Snap, give Schmidt, got a block, got a hole left side, and he'll be taken down just short of the 50-yard line. Pick up a 9, it'll be 3rd and a yard.
You know, and even after getting gassed, he goes and then gets a block there on the outside. He's got his hands on his hips. He's like, one more play, guys.
One more play,
one more play, and
I'm
do it again.
One more, give me one more play, and then he can throw me the ball.
He's like, I want a touchdown too, man. It's not fair.
That's what I said. He got
Carter can't have everything.
Yeah, and Carter and Cardis can't have it all.
Right.
Third down and a yard. We'll see who they give the ball to here. I formation behind Cardis. Snap, give Marshall. Marshall bounces off a tackler. Now he's bursting through the middle. Ooh. Finally taken down inside the 35-yard line. Nice run, Calvin Marshall.
And, of course, he chooses the route to run over the guy.
Yeah. Could have bounced it out. No, I'm not doing that.
He's like, I'm going to run you over, buddy.
Calvin Marshall, man, my favorite football player I've seen yet this year.
And we got 2 more years with him.
And 2 more years of this kid. 2 more years of terrifying linebackers. I formation again. Now let's see if they try and get the ball to Corey Kanitz. You know they want to. Snap. Nope. Marshall again up the hole. That's Lambert, actually, who got the football. 22. He's across the 25-yard line. Enough for a first down to the Sheboygan 22.
I love how many underclassmen are involved in this team. That's three, right? Three of them? Lambert.
Ooh, get involved, yeah. Corey Kanitz, Calvin Marshall.
I was trying to think of Calvin Marshall. I was looking for his number.
32. Oh,
yeah. 32, yep, there it is.
Yeah, 32 and 22 and 11.
And 11, yeah, yep. That's the three I was looking at, yep.
8.5 to play here in our third quarter. We're going to go quickly with it being the running clock. It's not stopping on first down. Snap, give up the middle. Marshall with a big push. Carrying Chiefs inside the 10-yard line. First and 10, first and goal, Falcons.
Beautiful run there. Just great blocking, great power running.
Absolute monster.
Lambert checks in.
Yeah, just going to cycle out these two fullbacks.
Yep.
You go terrorize the defense and just keep trading. Shake hands on your sideline.
Tag, you're it. It's like a tag team, WWE out there.
And they're racing in there. They're like, I'm getting the ball. I'm racing into that huddle.
Play action to number 11. Where's he at? He's on our side of the field. I'm watching him.
I formation. They bring a man now in motion. Snap. Give up the gut. We've got a penalty flag. Touch. There was a false start on first and goal from the 6. Now it's first and goal from the 11. Handoff Carter Schmidt. Trying to fight through tacklers. Still getting pushed. He'll be taken down at about the 6-yard line. It'll be second and goal from there. Sorry about the drop out there. Everything looked good on our end. I don't know what's going on here, but
apparently the internet in Tawas is being glitchy.
Stationers maybe a little funky, but so everything looks good here. I'm looking at a bunch of nice, solid, good lights on our equipment. Last 2 weeks, I'm afraid of anything now. So,
well, we figured out the problem. That's what matters.
We did. I know. Kurt told me that you said last week on the air that if you're not, if you can't do the game with a headset, you're not coming today. So I'm glad.
I didn't say that, Kurt. Romberger.
Second down and goal from the 6-yard line. They bring a man in motion. Snap. It's a counter to Hawk around the end, and he will push into the end zone. Touchdown. Ogama Heights Falcons. Rob Hawk gets on the board. 42-0.
Just physical efficiency. Physical efficiency by this Ogama Heights team.
6:27 to play in our third quarter. Ogama Heights, really good drive there. And able to get Rob Hawk, the fourth different Falcon, to score a touchdown tonight. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. That's good, too. 6:27 to play here in our third quarter, 43-0. Ogama Heights on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school football on WKJC, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Christy Newbecker of Rose City, K&J Excavation of West Branch, Leland Home Healthcare of West Branch, Countryside Appliance of West Branch, and Mercantile Bank in Rose City and in West Branch.
Thank you to all of our sponsors. We love you. Thank you for letting us.
Oh, yeah,
this.
Love each and every one of you guys. That's what gets me out to do here on a Friday night.
Yeah.
Fake onside kick so they can use it once later this year. 43-0, Ogama Heights. Line drive kick, fielded at the 37-yard line, and quickly going down just across the 40-yard line was the kick returner, Benson.
I want to shout out Evan Benson, number two for Sheboygan. He has been basically the focal point, and he has taken a lot of punishment today. He's still in there. He's still doing it. Shout out to you, kid.
That's a good point because, yeah, he's gotten the ball a lot. And Ogama Heights is a take-no-prisoners defense.
Yeah.
They are wailing on him. And also, anytime Benson's been blocking, he's been just wailed on twice.
Yeah.
I've called it out. Like, stop hurting the kid. Snap, handoff, left side, trying to find a hole, is number six, and he's going to lose a couple of yards. That's Gavin Rose. Ogama Heights defense, about seven of them got into the backfield. Rose a little bit slow to get up, gets helped up by his teammates, and that's Ogama Heights.
Can I just take a nap?
Yeah, it's going to be a quiet bus ride home for Sheboygan. Oh, yeah. This game has been physical.
And they brought two buses, which is interesting to me. As a
bus
driver.
Everybody stretch out, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
Because they don't have a lot of hats on the sideline. This is a small team.
Yeah, the roster is compared to... Or it looks like compared to the Ogama Heights roster here.
Snap, it's a counter to number seven. Slips through the line, gets across the 40 and back through the original line of scrimmage, Gabe Cebulski. And that'll set up third down and 10. The clock constantly running here opens it up for you where I say you should throw the ball.
Yeah.
Try and get the first down.
I mean, you don't want to be shut out. I mean, let's be honest. At this point, that's what your goal is, to get some points. Your goal is to try to score, get a little bit of confidence. That is what the Sheboygan's goal is at this point in time.
Yeah, you are just trying to get points. If you're Ogama Heights, that's what you have left to play for, is to keep a zero on the board.
I was going to say there's 12 people, but they are getting one off the field.
That was nice of the officials to not call 12 in the huddle. Good job by them there. Unnecessary penalty at this moment. Hand up the middle, driving the pile. Oof. Only a pickup of a yard or two, but real nice physicality there by the Ogama, by the runner there for Sheboygan.
Yeah, he was only fighting six guys.
Benson was only one on seven, indeed.
These are not fair numbers.
No, you're starting to see Sheboygan not win up front anymore. Correct. I think Ogama's tired him out. They're bigger. They're just stronger. They're cycling guys in.
It's hard to be motivated down 43-0. Let's be real.
You're not as focused.
Very hard to keep the motivation and the same drive and fire when you know what you know what's going to happen. I mean, the end result of this game is written in stone, basically. All but written in stone, I guess, is the way to say that.
So let's see if they go for it. They punt this football away on fourth down at about seven. They got 10 seconds left to snap it. haven't come set yet. They're in that full house backfield. 5 seconds to snap, but they'll get it off in time. Nope, they're going to either take a timeout or the penalty. And they got the penalty. Timeout. They got the timeout.
Interesting decision there.
So the lineup, they were just trying to get Ogama to jump offside. So we'll see if they line up for the punt or if they're still going to go for it. I see no reason to punt it. You want to get a little aggressive.
At that point, you're kind of just laying down and accepting fate, I suppose.
I mean, at this point, I would almost run like a Hail Mary and hope that either you catch it or they pick it off. And they get it down here somewhere.
Yeah, I like that idea.
20-yard line.
Yeah, I like that idea.
I don't try and get 7. Try and get 47. They only need 35. But, I guess they're on their own 45. Excuse me. Try and get, 55 and see what happens.
Yeah.
Ogama Heights coming out. Looks like they're thinking punt. They've got 15 back to return the punt. That's Nick Klein. So they're subbing some guys in our Ogama Heights. 3:12 remaining here in our third quarter. It's 43-0 Ogama Heights. Sheboygan looks like they're going to go for it. They have their starting quarterback back in the game, number 11, Luke Hoskins, who might be a better thrower of the ball. We'll see. Snap, and Hoskins is going to roll out and drop back to pass. Pressure hit as he throws, and it is intercepted, but there's a penalty flag. It's picked off at about the 40-yard line. But this penalty flag, I doubt, is going on Sheboygan. It's thrown out in the secondary.
And is intercepted by the back man, Nick Klein, if it stands, which we don't think it will. But
7 for Ogama Heights came in and laid the wood on the quarterback. That's Brant Provost.
Pass interference against Ogama.
So that will move into a first down for Sheboygan.
Automatic first down, as they like to say.
It's not automatic in high school.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, but the yardage was first down.
Just the yardage.
That's so weird.
His only personal fouls lead to automatic first downs in high school, which is the way that it should be. A little 5-yard holding penalty or 10-yard holding penalty in the NFL should not be an automatic first down, in my mind.
What about like a 40-yard bomb that's pass interference?
That also should just be a 15-yard penalty. That's what that should be. That shouldn't be a 40-yard penalty in my mind. Okay. I cannot stand the
that's
NFL
fine.
Rule.
But I didn't know this. I didn't know this about you. Okay, that's interesting.
I can't stand that NFL rule where if you throw a Hail Mary and they push the guy, it's a 60-yard penalty. Can't stand that rule.
Fair enough.
So here is 1st and 10 for Sheboygan at the 40. Of Ogama Heights. They'll take the 15-yard penalty. Handoff up the gut. That's Benson. Benson will get to about the 42. Second down and 8.
Yep, and they're kind of just running the clock down too a little bit. Just, a little bit of... They're not really going at a pace.
They came into the game hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
They're still hurt.
Exactly.
They're gaining injuries. They are racing to the bus. I don't blame them.
I wouldn't either. This Falcons team is something, to say the least.
Snap, handoff right side. 32 gets the ball there. That's a new guy carrying the football. And he's not on the roster. So good job, 32. Love that. Love that when that happens. Deep in the game.
We don't know.
Handoff there.
But good job, sir. Getting your touches in.
Sir, whoever 32 is on the JV team.
Yeah, basically.
Good job. Got a yard?
Get on you.
It's third down. 7 yards to go. 2 tight ends left. 2 running backs behind the quarterback, Hoskins, who's back in at quarterback. Hand it off left side, trying to bounce it outside, and nothing doing there.
Swarming defense this entire game. This Falcons team is not giving any quarter at all.
That was number 6, Gavin Rose, who got the ball. It's 4th down.
Might as well call them the Pirates. No parlay. No quarter. They got the yellow part. They need black, though.
We need the black in there.
Black and yellow.
Got about a minute left to play here in our third quarter. 43-0, Ogama Heights. This is only the second drive of the third quarter,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the touchdown drive took almost 6 minutes. I think it was 5 and a half minutes.
This is taking us about 6 minutes.
This is taking
good job by both of these teams.
Yeah. Yeah, this is they're doing what they need to do. Let's be real here.
Yeah, I said get to 50 as fast as possible to keep the clock running forever, but they're just doing it themselves. And Sheboygan to take a timeout. That play clock is running out. Let's take a quick one with them. Back in 30 seconds, it's 43-0 Ogemaw Heights on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school football on WKJC, brought to you in part by West Branch Pharmacy, C.A. Haynes Realty of West Branch and Hale, Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, and Northern Custom Collision of Rose City. Fourth down and 7 for Sheboygan on the Ogemaw Heights 37. Snap, back to pass, Hoskins, pressure, hit as he throws, fires, dives, and incomplete. Oh man, a great effort there by number, it's either 6 or 8. Gonna get a better look at it. I think it was 6, Gavin Rose. Gavin Rose made a real nice effort at it, but just couldn't quite reel it in.
Yeah, just a little throw, or a little low on the throw. He tried his best to get to that, just hit the turf. But like you said, great effort, and that will be the last play of the third quarter.
So we will take another break. 43-0, Ogemaw Heights after 3 on WKJC, your power station for sports. After three quarters, Ogemaw Heights topping Sheboygan. Ogemaw with the ball on their own 37-yard line. I formation, snap, Cardis handoff, up the gut, nothing doing. I think that was Schmidt who got a yard.
Yep, and at this point, just take, was it 50 seconds at a time?
Yeah, just at 40 seconds, the clock isn't going to stop for anything. So, yeah, you're just taking your time. You can essentially, if you have a methodical drive, you got a chance to run this quarter out with a real methodical drive.
Right, yeah.
Third down conversions and some loose officiating from the back judge.
Some loose officiating. I love that. That was great.
I formation behind Cardis. Two wide receivers out left. Now they shift another one, another tight end to the left. Snap, pitch to the left. Schmidt looking for a hole. Makes a cut. Gets over a defender. Taken down just short of midfield at about the 48-yard line. That's Connor Lambert, who got the ball, and that's enough for a first down, first and 10.
It doesn't matter that they're up 43-0. They're still laying the boom down. You love to see it.
Yeah, it's the only way you can stop the Falcons from hitting somebody is getting the clock to zero. That's it. Other than that, they're just going to keep hunting. And again, they've toned it down. I had a problem there in that first half with some of their blocks, but just unnecessary hits.
Yeah.
But they've toned it down. Now they're doing a good job of just being physical within the confine of the game. First and 10, snap, quarterback sneak, offensive line pushing and pushing and pushing, gain of 10.
Wow. That was impressive.
Is your quarterback.
That was impressive.
Ian Jones. 18 got in there and said, give me the ball.
Remember when you played the game in elementary school where everyone just surrounded you in a circle and then you ran? That's kind of what that looked like. Like, just surround the guy, protect him, and he didn't get tucked. He didn't get taken down.
Even the Philadelphia Eagles don't run quarterback sneaks like that.
Jalen Hurts would have been jealous of that QB sneak.
Gain of 10 on the QB sneak. Ian Jones has come in at quarterback for Xander Cardis. So they've cycled in some of their backups here.
The way he spells it, E-I-O-N. Interesting. I like it.
Snap, handoff, right side, Lambert. Lambert breaks off a tackle, breaks another one. Keep on fighting down to almost the 30-yard line. Gain of 11, first and 10.
How many of these do they have? this isn't fair. This is not fair.
Well, Sheboygan doesn't have the bodies to cycle out,
no.
So that's tired legs trying to tackle Lambert on fresh legs.
You said it earlier, they just cloned the guy. Well, apparently they made two different clones because they just got another one man up.
Lambert and Marshall have been great. Snap, handoff, Lambert. Nice crease. Following his blockers inside the 15-yard line, first and 10. Ogemaw just dominating up front right now. Like you mentioned, probably unmotivated Sheboygan team and tired and beaten up Sheboygan team.
That's a long bus ride up to Sheboygan, too.
Yeah, not a fun Friday for the Chiefs today.
But, you know, all the things you said about Ogemaw Heights, they have not done penalties. They've only made one turnover, and everything else has been absolute clean.
Everything else has been good. I formation behind Jones. Handoff. Up the gut, number three gets the carry. He's fighting the defense. He's down to about the six-yard line and near a first down. That's Grayson Brindley who gets a carry.
Yeah, and I like it. You know, in this point of time, give it to everyone. Spread it out. Get everyone a taste. I love that.
Can we get an end around to Corey Cannon here? He hasn't touched the ball. I'm just saying. He's been out there all day.
You know what? He does deserve something.
Can we get an end around?
Is he out there?
No, they just took him off the field, but...
Aww.
He was just out there. Now he's no longer out there. But
he's only had that punt return.
That's it. It's all he's got. Second down and a yard. And ball on the ground. Ian Jones fumbled the handoff. Ball is still loose. I think the Falcons jump back on top of it.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to get a first down. I think they fumbled it forward 2 yards and fumbled Ruski their way to a first and goal.
It does appear so. They're laying down the sticks. You're absolutely right.
Oh, man. At this point, I'm not, you know, we talked about the mistakes they made. It doesn't count here with you got guys who are just in there
to wrap up the game.
The
starters.
Not going to hear me.
In the fourth quarter, up 43, I was mad because they fumbled the ball.
You're not going to hear that on Monday Night Lights. No. This is a great performance. Second quarter on, especially. Snap. Handoff nice up hit. The gut. Not a lot doing.
Yeah, his one half of his body went one way, the other half went the other way. Nice tackle there. I didn't see the number, but it was a
pickup of a yard. All right. Coming back onto the field now is Corey Kanitz, and I am in the committee. If the offensive coordinator is possibly above me and can hear me, give the kid an end around or something. He's out there running his butt off every single play, running streak routes on run plays.
At this point, he's just the cross country team.
Yeah, can we start the ball? He's by himself on the right side. I formation behind Jones. Snap, quarterback sneak.
No.
Not a lot there. Got to about the 1 yard line, pickup of three. It'll be third and goal from there. We got 6 minutes to play in this one.
That's got to be, the half-yard line? I'd have to think.
Oh, Kingsley up 44-7 on Boynton City at the half.
Whoa.
Woof. Woof.
That's interesting.
We have an injury timeout. Real quick, we have a Sheboygan player limping off the field. Man.
That makes that game against Boynton City a little interestinger, or more interesting.
Next week, see what Ogemaw does there.
What they do to Boynton City, then you think, okay, you gauge it against Kingsley.
And we will have Kingsley versus Ogemaw Heights in a couple of weeks. You'll have that. I won't. You'll be with Kurt for that. All right, I formation, third and goal from about the 1 yard line.
11.
Snap, handoff, stretch play, touchdown! That's Lambert who got into the end zone. And it's 49-0 with 5:40 to play here.
The all-important 50th point as an extra point.
Yeah, only 5:40 to go. Not quite as important as I thought it was going to be. To try and get to 50 because they got the ball twice and scored twice at Ogemaw Heights. But Sheboygan took 10 minutes off the clock with their drive, too.
Yeah. Sheboygan, we talked about it. They're playing to get home. Not get anyone else injured.
High snap, grab, put down, stall, puts it through. 5:40 to play in our fourth quarter. It is 50-0. Ogemaw Heights on WKJC, your power station for sports. Five:40 to play here. This will be the last time this clock stops. On our sister station, they have. Yeah, I thought they'd be done by now. They are not. They have that full-time running clock, 68-8.
I can't. I don't know. I don't understand how not. That seems odd.
All gray over Whittemore Prescott. We might finish before them, right before then. Fielded at the 5-yard line. The kick here by Sheboygan. Cutting across field. Taken down at the 9-yard line. Caleb Goodrich tried to return it. And Michael Stahl comes skipping off the field after a great kick.
You got to shout out the kickers. Love kickers. There's not enough kicking up here where we live.
Yeah.
So when I do get to see it, I relish in it.
I saw 7 touchdowns. We've seen 7 touchdowns today. Mm. I saw, 8 touchdowns last week? 56 points or 7 times 8. Yeah, it would be 56. He was 8 for 8 last week. He's 6 for 7 today. Just kicking extra points.
Yeah.
Well done, Michael Stahl. Full house backfield here for Sheboygan. Snap, handoff right up the gut, breaking one tackle, taken down at the 14-yard line was number 8. That's Cody Lane.
Yeah, and like Brad said a little bit earlier, that the Chiefs don't have bodies to switch out. So,
nope.
The starters are still in. They've been playing this entire game. You know, one of them got hurt, and he's still sitting on the bench.
We just had another injury limp off the field.
Did we?
That last drive.
So, yeah. So, Sheboygan is ready to heal up, for lack of a better word.
Sheboygan next week. It's got Pewamo Westphalia, Division 7 power. Doesn't get a lot easier for them. A top 10 ranked team in Division 7. Hand off left side. Good burst here to about the 21-yard line. That's enough for a first down. They handed that one to Evan Benson, who's been we got to commend Evan Benson today.
Yeah,
you mentioned it earlier, and it was 100% right. Doesn't have a ton of yards, probably 60 yards, 50 yards, something like that, if that. Probably less than that, to be honest. A lot of carries, though, and a lot of hits on Evan Benson today.
He's gonna be sore tomorrow. Let's be real here.
Yeah, hopefully
he has taken the punishment of a punishing football team.
So it's 1st and 10 here for Sheboygan. Handoff up the gut. Ogumon going for the strip. Gained about 4 yards of the 26. 3:10 to play. 50-0 Ogumon Heights.
Just grinding away. You respect it, grinding away. Just taking their time, saying, all right, let's get out of here more as healthy as we are.
That's right. Leave with the bodies
the same
you have.
And the same thing should be said for Ogumah, because they don't want to be hurt either. I mean,
no, they got tons of big games coming.
Yeah.
Snap. Drop now. The handoff dropped. I think Ogumah jumped on it. No, Sheboygan jumped on it.
So they're definitely not celebrating.
Nice job by the Chiefs, able to dump on that ball.
Now they rotate some guys off the defense here.
They've just, every play, it's been a whole change of 5-6 guys. They got 2 different defensive lines. They're just running in there.
Yeah.
That is a luxury.
Oh, absolutely.
They have 2
this
different
is, I think this is the most kids lines. I've seen on the sidelines this year so far, for sure.
3rd down and 6 here for Sheboygan. Quarterback, I think, kept it. Yes, he did. And he got Gardner got just demolished. Got hammered back at the 20-yard line. That he pulled that ball out and got absolutely demolished by about 4 or 5 different Falcons.
So the time-wise, they can't run the clock out. They have to run this play. It's 4th down. So either they get a 1st down or it's turnover on downs on about the 20.
And I would hope with Ogumah, who's going to get just dropped to the knee. Yeah,
please.
Do not score. I understand you're going to get the ball probably on the 20-yard line. Don't just drop to it.
Right.
You're good.
We saw Brethren go a little weird on their last play. I mean, obviously it wasn't 43-0, but 14-0 and 43-0 is the same when it comes to 0.
Enough up the gut to number 8. Not enough for a 1st down, but Cody Lane does pick up 7. So that will turn it over on downs. Clock shouldn't stop during this, and it won't. So Ogumah Heights should drop to 1 knee. And judging by the hand signal, just kind of almost like a touchdown signal, that almost looks like
victory
they're
formation.
Signaling victory formation.
Yeah.
Get in victory formation, end the game. which is the correct thing to do. 50-0 is impressive. I think there is a chance that you see Ogama Heights in the AP poll come Tuesday afternoon.
I'm surprised. Honestly, they weren't.
That 2-1. You got a lot of undefeated teams in there. That's
Okay. I guess I didn't. I don't know how many undefeated there are, but just how they fought Gladwin for three quarters at least. I mean, you know, I mean that.
They're a team to be reckoned with, and they're a team that's going to make some noise. Drop to a knee. That will end it. Xander Cardis drops to the knee. Final score, Ogama Heights 50, Sheboygan nothing.